Hey, that's RN News. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump paying tribute, along with others today, to Charlie Kirk at a memorial service in Arizona, praising the slain conservative as a singular force whose work they must now advance. Also speaking, Charlie's widow.
Eulogizing her husband, Erica Kirk said Charlie was dedicated to helping young people, especially young men.
He wanted to save young men, just like the one who took his life.
Then, in a remarkable moment, as she choked back tears, Erica Kirk offered forgiveness.
That man, that young man, I forgive him.
She said it's what Christ did and what Charlie would do. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Conservative commentator Tucker Carlson.
Charlie was fearless at all times, truly fearless to his last moment. He was unafraid. He was not defensive, and there was no hate in his heart.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
There's 100-something thousand people here. The President of the United States is here. His entire cabinet is here. Television audio outlets and media outlets from all over the world are covering this. I just came from overseas, and every country I stopped, they gave us their condolences for his passing. Impactful in just 31 years of life.
Pastor Rob McCoy, the co-founder of Turning Point USA, says Charlie had a deep and abiding faith.
From the thin veil of heaven, Charlie declares to all earthly powers and principalities who will gather here, they have come into the presence of the God of all creation. Charlie wanted his Savior to be the guest of honor.
Many paid tribute to the commentator and Salem Radio Network talk show host. He is gone at the age of 31, leaving Erica and two small children. This is SRN News. A decency group has a request for Congress.
The Parents Television and Media Council wants lawmakers to protect America's children from the potential harms of artificial intelligence. There are already several AI products on the market that critics say can harm kids with everything from bad advice to inappropriate conversations. PTMC spokesman Melissa Hansen says, quote, Congress should pass the Kids Online Safety Act to hold tech companies accountable for designing their products to prioritize child safety. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Professor of sports management with a law degree says women's sports will be doomed if lawmakers and courts allow men to compete. Amanda Sechrist of Coastal Carolina University says, quote, I believe the progress in equity, access, and participation made by women in sports since the passage of Title IX is at risk. U.S. institutions and legislators must not depart from federal law's original intent. SRN News. Ohio is attracting more and more residents and growing in population for the first time in decades. Jonathan Williams with the American Legislative Exchange Council says it has a lot to do with a number of conservative reforms, including at the state universities.
To get this horrible ideology of DEI and other things that distract away from the core educational mission of these universities. And that was something that they passed through this new legislature. And I think really stacks up with some of these other major reforms that Ohio has gotten done.
Over the span of 14 days, 200 people marched from Philadelphia to Washington, D.C. in defense of democracy, from children to the elderly, members of the We Are America March. Arrived at the nation's capital Friday, where they were greeted with hugs and cheers from supporters, also from a number of members of Congress. More details at srnnews.com.